the best this world has to offer? No wonder it has fallen to ruin.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's Ready Check, the World of Warcraft podcast, where we're the noobs so you don't have to be. I'm Relic, and I play a Blood DK on Ghostlands EU and the casual raiding guild Harvest Moon. And joining me are my guildies. First up is my raid-leading cohort and Holy Paladin Extraordinary, Tommen. Hello, Tommen.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Flaps is out this week, but taking his seat, quite literally, is the person we actually prefer. It's Guardian Druid and my tank buddy, Honey Bunny. Hello, Honey.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm not bad. I am totally better than Flaps as well.
You are, yeah.
Just saying.
Are you actually in his chair? Does that mean you're going to squeak all night? Because that's going to be really old.
No, I've swapped chairs because his chair annoys me.
This week, as always, we'll be going over the latest developments in WoW, raid-leading discussions, and more. But before we get to that, let's talk about our week in WoW and start, as we always do, with the man in pink, Tommen.
The man in pink, nice.
Yes.
I like it. So this week, myself and one of the guys in our guild, Sorkins, have been farming dinosaurs. Specifically, we've been looking for the Warbringers and the Scouts, and it's been really good fun, actually. We've been basically... So we started out just being scrubs and trying to force our way through it. I mean, neither of us is a tank. I'm in Holy Spec, he's in Ret Spec, and we're just basically out-healing the damage is how we did it. And we're just getting smarter and smarter and smarter with how we do it now, and we're starting to avoid all the everything and basically just become a bit pro. So it's been pretty good fun.
Are you finding it's improving your gameplay a bit?
No, but I was pretty amazing anyway to start with, so it's not really a surprise.
Sorry, you were totally being serious, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, 100%, 100%. It has been pretty good. It's like, just stuff like, timing my dispels for exactly when the Horrific Visage comes up and stuff, mm-hmm. and things like that has been quite good fun. Also this week I've been power leveling Alchemy and Inscription on my Warrior. Simply because I don't have either, so I figured, right, sod it. I've got my druid is a herbalist, so I've been flying around collecting herbs and power leveling those two. And I also had some fun with name changing, in which Blizzard were really amazing and helpful, which is pretty cool. So basically, I had two characters. One, my druid was called Pixelated. My warrior had a different name, and basically I wanted my warrior to have Pixelated as its name, and I was a bit worried I was going to have to pay for three name changes, basically, in order to do that. So I had a chat with Blizzard, and they were really cool about it, and the GM basically put an accent on one of the names for me so that I didn't have to change it. So I only had to do one name change instead of three, which is pretty amazing.
Oh,
so,
cool.
That is amazing. Blizzard.
Good on you, Blizz. Yeah.
I did actually have a bone to pick you about that, because now I'm really confused that your warrior is called Pixelated as opposed to your druid.
Well, yeah, I know. That's been my name forever, though. And that's the character I'm playing quite a lot at the moment. And it's probably next expansion will be the character that I pick up as a main, I think. So I figured it's probably good to get that name back on it.
What was its name before?
Kefira.
Okay, because I logged into remote chat before and it still had you as Kefira, I think.
That's
quite weird. Okay, what about you, Honey? What have you been up to?
Dave sounds like he was a lot busier than I was.
I haven't really been at work this week, though, so that's probably the reason.
All right. I haven't really done very much, actually, thinking about it. I finally did some looking for raid at the weekend. That was a really long time ago. I know. Real life keeps hitting me really hard. I haven't got a lot of time. But I did looking for raid. I can't honestly tell you that I completed one of them. I might have got to the stage where I'd got two bosses in and gone, no, it's not this. This is too difficult again. I'll go do something else. And I've been contemplating changing one of my professions to leatherworking. That's about it, really.
What are they at the moment?
I've got Inscription and Herbalism.
Okay.
But I think I could do Herbalism on another character that I don't raid with and do something useful.
Yeah.
That give me useful things.
That was my thinking as well. I don't like having a gathering possession on some profession on something that I'm raiding with. I think it's a bit suboptimal, I guess. So.
Yeah, this was my thoughts. I just haven't quite got around to doing it yet. I'm getting there. I will. I will do it. I'll keep you updated.
Very good. Anything else? Or is that
no,
it?
No, that's basically it.
Okay, that's. I've done a little bit more than that, but only a little bit. I've done a little bit of looking for aid. Again, we do looking for aid together. And we did all of Throne of Thunder, I think, on the weekend, except for Lei Shen. We didn't get Lei Shen down.
Is that the only one we didn't do? Okay.
Yeah. I think that's we wiped them that three times and then we said, fuck it. Let's go.
Who needs to tell Lei Shen? Done. I'm out. Yeah. I'm out of here.
Who needs Lei Shen? Save it for best. other than that, I had gotten myself down to 900 gold. And then within a day, I got myself up to 7,000. I don't know how.
That is impressive.
I think I just sold a lot of shit that was in my bags. That's it. That I just had sitting around. It just happened to be worth 7,000 gold's worth. So that was quite cool. And I'm starting to spend that on alts again now, which is a really bad habit. And I've been trying to do profession stuff, logging into all my tombs and doing their daily transmute or whatever it is. But that I keep forgetting. I haven't been leveling my paladin. I haven't been leveling my druid. I played on my hunter for a little bit, but only a little bit. And I have done lots of half five mans on relic, because it gets to the point where I end up shouting at people and quitting.
And they're just guildies as well. I mean, that's terrible.
No, yeah. They weren't guildies. I have quit a guild group before, I will say.
Oh.
But I made my excuses politely that time. No, these are all randoms. There was one. I don't know if it's Scarlet Monastery or the other. The one with the graveyard. Which one is it?
That's Scarlet Monastery.
Okay. Where you got the bone things that you need to destroy to stop the ads coming up.
Yeah.
And I was telling people, destroy the bone things. And meanwhile, the healer shouted at me, just pull everything. So I started pulling everything, and then he said, what are you doing? I haven't changed specs yet. Well, what the fuck are you telling me to pull everything for?
That is...
It got to the point where we had to kill everything in the room without him healing anyone. So I think there was like me and someone else still standing at the end.
It's a good hope you're like an overpowered death knight, really.
Exactly, yeah.
Not for long.
There's been no nerfs announced for blood. Sharp.
Just you wait.
No, it's not going to happen. And apart from that, we had an awesome raid night last night, but I hope we might get to that later, but it was great fun. And that's my week in WoW. So let's have a look at the news. What's been going on? There's been some announcements for 5.3. There was a nice, big, long blog post from Blizzard about how to prepare for 5.3. And there's been a few things mentioned in that. One of them is that the 5.2 heirlooms, which were the updated ones that let you go all the way to 85, are going to be cheaper, which is nice. So don't spend your JP or your honor or your Dark Moon tickets just yet.
Well, that's good, to be honest. I mean, they were far too expensive. I mean, as somebody... And I imagine there are quite a few people listening that were the same, who'd already kitted out all of the classes in full heirlooms. So I wasn't going to spend that much JP on an extra five levels. It was completely ridiculous. Yeah. So
you're basically buying the heirloom again just to go in five levels.
Yeah.
Stupid. Although I was capped out at JP for like 2 weeks, and I could have spent it on something, but I didn't. And don't forget also the 5.3 shields are coming in finally.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget that the experience required to get from 85 to 90 is less.
Yeah.
So that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about that? I've got two characters that need to go through Pandaria now. Is it worth waiting, or should I just get on with it?
I don't know. It's been reduced by like 33%, which is actually quite a lot.
Yeah.
Depends how much you enjoy leveling, I suppose.
That basically means you'll never have to do Dreadwaste again.
That is a good way of thinking about it.
That's a very good point.
That is good news. But I've got... I've got a paladin and a hunter that are in Pandaria now, and a druid and a mage that are almost there, and some lower ones. So I'm very much looking forward to that 33% nerf, because I love Pandaria, but I don't want to spend too much time there. I just want to get to 90, just so I can clock those 90s up.
Not that I'll do anything with them when they get around to you. But still. Some other little things like the Dungeon Journal changes are coming in, which is going to basically be interface changes. Not quite sure what that's involved, Tommen?
Yeah, so it's a quality of life thing. So basically in the Dungeon Finder at the moment, in the Dungeon Journal, sorry, at the moment, if you want to look at the loot that a boss drops, then you go into the raid, then you go into the bosses, then you click on the boss, and then you click on the loot. And in order to go back to the boss list again, you have to click back on the boss abilities and then back into the raid again. And it's really long-winded, and it takes forever to get back into the menu, basically, to look at the next boss. So this is just a quality of life change. It'll stick all the bosses on the left-hand side, and either the abilities or the loot, depending on which tab you select, on the right-hand side, and you can just flick between the bosses. Much easier, much, much better in terms of seeing what's in the journal. So quality of life thing. But as somebody that uses the journal all the time, I can't wait for that, to be honest with you.
I'm not really sure why they haven't brought this in before.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, there are a couple of add-ons that will do that for you. There's one that was on MMO Champ this week, where it just adds a couple of arrow buttons to the tabs on the existing Dungeon Journal. You just click them down to move through the bosses. So yeah, I've got that already, but this is going to be a lot better.
It's just one less add-on slowing down your WoW.
Yes.
Cool. Some changes for the lesser charms as well. They're going to be dropping off various things, including rare spawns and Pandaria, not including the Zandalari Scouts and Warbringers.
Ah, oh, boo.
Honey and I, we used to farm rares about a month and a half. We were farming them because we're going for that achievement, and we haven't done it for 2 months now. So we could go back to doing that, but I don't know if we can be asked, really.
Yeah.
Although, I don't think I've gotten a lesser charm in a month. I've got one.
I've got 25. I'm halfway there. It's fine.
So, because I haven't done dailies in about a month either, and I tried to do pet battles and I did 3 and I didn't get any, so I gave up on that because I have absolutely zero patience.
Wow.
I expect things straight away. God damn it. So I think that would be quite cool. I like killing rare spawns, especially in front of other people.
It's gonna be quite good. Yeah. They are quite easy to kill as well. There are some that you can totally solo, so that's good to know.
Yeah. And the eye level requirements have been announced for various things, most of which we knew already, including the different tiers of LFR, but the new one being the heroic scenarios, which require a 480 eye level, which suggests
is the same
a certain,
as TOT, right?
Yeah, suggests LFR. A certain level of difficulty. This is the one that you need a prepared party to go into. You can't randomize yourself into it. I'm not sure. Are you guys going to bother doing heroic scenarios?
I'll give them a go. I've got nothing against them. I quite like how quick and sort of fun the regular scenarios are. So yeah, I'll definitely try them.
See, I haven't done that many scenarios. I don't know. I think they're a good idea, maybe. I'm still a bit undecided. So heroic ones, it depends how difficult they are. Like, I really liked the idea of challenge modes. But then when it came to it did feel like a lot like too much effort. It did feel like a mini raid that I had to... I don't know. When it was dungeons, you can go in, you can kill stuff, you can get your banner, you can possibly get some loot, and then you can go. But, like, challenge modes were really bloody challenging. Yeah. So I don't know. I'll try a couple.
I think
see how they are.
The issue with challenge modes, a couple of times we've done it, is we've just kind of gone in the door and thrown ourselves at it without actually researching anything.
That might be my memories of challenge modes.
2 hours of pure Zerg and barely getting to the first boss. So.
And forgetting that you had to kill a number of mobs and jumping down the wall not being able to get back up again. That was fun.
Bronze on that bastard.
It wasn't even fun.
We finished with 3 or 4 minutes left to spare and we couldn't find the last 2 friggin' mobs.
Yeah,
even
ridiculous.
Now, even months later, that story, that still isn't funny.
I like scenarios when MOP first came out, but I'm not sure what I like now. I was saying to Honey earlier that I don't necessarily like the hand-holding that scenarios have. Go here and do this now. Go do, you're onto this stage now you do this.
Yeah.
But maybe I just need to change my mindset to accept that again.
I am a little worried that scenarios are going to take over from dungeons because it just seems like they're going, oh, there's all these amazing new things. Here's scenarios. Here's heroic scenarios. Here's challenge modes. Mm. There's been not even like a hint of mention of dungeons.
So what they were saying is that the dungeon team and the raid team are one and the same, and the scenario team, because they don't need to worry too much about class balance and because they don't need to worry about massive, great big environments and stuff, they can be done by all sorts of different teams, so it's a lot easier for them to create them. And if they were to create more dungeons, it would take away from the time that they were spending developing the raids. And to be honest, having seen Throne of Thunder and also, really, tier, you know, the last tier as well, I don't mind them spending more time on raids because they're doing a really good job. So I'm quite happy for them to continue doing that.
Yeah, I was a bit annoyed when we found out that they weren't doing any more dungeons for MoP. But after seeing Throne of Thunder and seeing the quality that's been put into
it. Oh my goodness, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still a bit pissed off because I like Five Mans. It's kind of my time filler sometimes. But if that means that we're going to get something
as better raids.
Yeah, I mean, like if we have dungeons and we end up with a raid like Dragon Soul, which is kind of meh, you know.
Yeah.
Bosses in a round room, go to the next one. Then I'd rather ditch the Five Mans and take what I'm given with the scenarios and then get a decent raid.
It's all going to depend on what the heroic scenarios are like. I mean, if you actually have to put some thought into them and they are as challenging as I think they could be, then for me, that's gonna fill that little niche anyway. So
yeah. Just gotta wait and see what they're like, I suppose.
And with three people, you have a better chance of quickly getting a group together.
Yeah.
And running in with them.
And the best thing about it is that you don't have to say in guild, "Oh, looking for a group, need a couple more DPS," and then hope that that knob end you don't really like doesn't say, "Yep, I'm free."
That's true. Never ask Toman.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I think that's all we have for the news. Any other newsy bits that you want to include this week? Apart from that awesome Brawler's Guild mount that's coming in. The Mushan.
There is an awesome Brawler's Guild mount coming in.
It does look quite good. What do you guys think about the subscriber numbers?
I'm not too concerned. We're 6 months into the expansion. People are going to... I mean, most of it was in the East, like the announcement said. Which is a completely different market to the West. And they also have a lot of free-to-play options available to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not too concerned. I would quite like to see what the drop is in the Western market.
Mm.
I don't think it would have been as drastic.
Yeah, also it's been like a couple... it's been quite a few months, I suppose, since MoP came out. People are going to get to that. Oh, I've played a bit of it now. Let's go do something else. Fuck it, I'll come back later.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to have people that leave and then will come back later. So...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried. They've still got 8.3 million subscribers.
Yeah, I think they're doing okay.
Still quite a lot of people.
I mean, for me, this is the best expansion that we've ever had. I'm enjoying it an awful lot. So it was a bit of a shock when I saw it. But like you say, if you actually look at the numbers and where they're coming from, it's probably not that relevant, I guess.
The topic of discussion this week, I won't say who raised it. But how do you, our listeners, encourage your raiders to participate in tactic discussions, or should they participate at all? Should it be left to raiders?
We gon' die,
Tommen. I'll put this to you, mate.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just thinking. Really, the way that we do it in Harvest Moon is we tend to pop up a thread per boss fight. And what that will normally contain is a link to whichever tactic we decide is the way that we want to do it, which we expect people to read, plus a video that looks kind of how we're expecting to do it, plus any sort of changes or tweaks that we are going to do in our own group, depending on the class composition that we have or whatever. I mean, we're quite a melee-heavy guild, so often we'll change bits and pieces to suit a big melee group. So we'll also put those in this post as well. And most of the time, that's all that's in the thread. You know, nobody really seems to reply to it. And even after, I mean, let's take Tortoise as an example. We've spent, you know, two solid nights now wiping on Tortoise. We're getting there. I suppose we'll talk about that in a minute, but what I would love to see, is, you know, more people in the raid team chiming in saying, well, okay, this is how I feel that my role is going. These are some of the tweaks that I've felt that I could do. How about we try and incorporate some of these things in that I've read about, et cetera, et cetera. And we just don't seem to have that. So I guess I was kind of wondering if anybody else is listening that also pops up those kind of threads, do you expect your raiders to contribute to them? And if so, do you have to encourage them to do so, or do they just do that off their own back? And, you know, how can you cultivate that kind of atmosphere, I guess, is the question that I wanted to ask.
Thoughts, honey?
I do have some thoughts, but you can go first.
No, ladies first. Go ahead.
It's difficult. I do think people should participate and like should say their thoughts, especially like Thomas said. Like we have a thread, so it's not as though people have to interrupt the raid. There's like a specific place where people can go and say, "Oh, well, this wasn't very good, but maybe we should try this." I don't know if it's because specifically people in our guild. I don't know whether they think they can, so they're not allowed, or they just don't have any ideas. Even if they just put out there going, "Well, you're right, this raid was awful, we didn't progress at all, I have no thoughts." But at least they've said, at least they've acknowledged the fact that they've understood. We've made no progression whatsoever on Tortoise. We've wiped like 33 times. Nothing has come of this. But I can see why it would be really frustrating, because you come up with these ideas, you think, right, we'll do this, I'll put this down. But then if no one's going to reply to you and no one's going to even acknowledge that they've read it, it's disheartening.
The way that I see it is that I would consider myself an okay healer, to be honest, but I'm not, you know, I haven't played DPS, I haven't played tank for expansion after expansion. And to be honest with you, I don't know the best things to do. I can look at a strategy online and I can see, okay, this is how I want to do it. This is how I think our group will be good at doing it. But I don't necessarily have that.
You need the people that play those classes to say, yeah, that's going to work, or no, Tarman, that's not going to fucking work. What are you talking about? It's trying to get people to actually join in, I suppose, and participate. I don't know how you would encourage people to do it, though, because they've got to actually take it off their own back and go, yeah, I'll do this. I mean, at the end of the day, it's their time that they'll be improving or they'll be gaining things from it, from helping.
I mean, I wonder if, you know, I guess, I don't think this applies to our guild, actually, but I guess maybe some people might feel as though they don't need to because, you know, it's going to be spoon-fed or whatever. And I actually genuinely don't think that's the case in our guild. It's just, it would be, I think, a bit nicer because, you know, we could be doing something really fundamentally wrong. I might not necessarily pick it up. So, you know, I want people to come in and contribute.
And to be fair, you're healing and you're raid leading. I mean, that's enough in itself. You can't be concentrating on whether what you've said for the DPS is right or whether what you've said for the tanks to do is right. They need to like stand up for themselves and go, yeah, actually, Dave, what you said about this is fine. But what you've said for the DPS, that's not working. We need to try something else.
Yeah. It was funny. I had one of our social members who raids hardcore on another server whisper me, saying he thinks it's really good that we have threads up where everyone can participate in tactic discussion. So obviously it's not the norm.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, in previous guilds I've been in, we've had, you know, 6, 7, 8 pages per boss thread just where we've been chatting about stuff that we can improve on. And, you know, in our last guild, honey, we used to have lots of tactics discussions and that was just the norm.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just an unrealistic expectation from me then, I guess. Maybe we shouldn't be expecting people to participate like that.
I'm not sure it is, because I'm sure up until recently when we were in like Heart of Fear and things, there were discussions on when we've been on Garalon for weeks, for example, people were coming up with things we could do differently, and like Elegon, all of these, there were people saying things, but recently it just seems to have dropped off a little bit.
Yeah.
Not...
That could come just down to me and Dave encouraging people a bit more.
We could certainly be better at that, yeah.
But you have to admit, we also did have 6 weeks of grinding our heads against the wall of Horridon and then Council just to get them working. And it ended up being that it didn't come down to discussions on the forum. It was just one night we just said, let's try this. Oh, that worked.
That worked really well.
They're dead now. That's amazing. Yeah, but if you consider a fight like Tortoise, which the individual groups within the team that are doing specific things are very different to what everyone else is mm-hmm. doing. So you have the ranged, which are killing turtles and then kicking them. You have melee that are killing bats. And then you have Honey on the boss, who's just doing her little bear dance in front of him. But it's not... Those groups don't necessarily need to be coordinated. So I think we need...
No.
We need to bring them... Bring everyone together.
They are very separate. Like, I was thinking the other day, after our first entire wipe night on Tortoise, I did actually realise that I'm not actually 100% sure what our shaman who was kicking the turtles was actually doing. If I suddenly had to go range and someone said, honey, you've got to kick the turtles, I'd be like, okay. Because I realised I hadn't actually even managed to turn my camera around all night. I've been so busy, like, kill turtle, don't get hit by rocks, don't accidentally taunt bats.
I ran past a dead turtle at one point and I got the little green arrow with the direction on it. I went, oh, that's interesting. And then I kept on running. I wonder what that's
about.
Oh, it
looks like that, does it? Nice.
But for me on Tortoise, it's, okay, hit. Where's these bats coming? Where are the bats? There's the bats. Kill the bats. Hit. And everything else is just a complete blur. So we need to get some more discussion on that score. Aside from that, Tommen, how's the raiding going at the moment, mate? Now that we've mentioned that we're working on Tortoise big time.
Well, actually, no. So we had a raid, Friday today? So last night. And it went really, really well. So we had kind of found ourselves struggling a little bit on Council and also on Horridon as well, which is a bit disappointing. But last night we came in and we one-shotted, Jim Rock one-shotted, two-shotted Horridon and one-shot Council. So... Mm-hmm. That was a really quick three bosses, and then we ended up with, what was it, maybe an hour on Tortoise, which started off really well. We started off by three healing it. The aim eventually will be to two heal it, I think. But until we stop taking quite so much avoidable damage, it's not really realistic at the moment. And it was a really, really good attempt, our first attempt. Mm-hmm. Then, unfortunately, one of our healers had to disappear for a little while, so we ended up having to call it early, unfortunately, which is disappointing, but one of those things, I guess.
Yeah, I tweeted today that we basically got the first three bosses in Throne of Thunder on farm now, which is a great feeling.
Yeah, I feel as though we're a little bit further behind where I'd want to be at the moment,
mm-hmm,
but
definitely.
We're kind of getting there now. We've had a new recruit who I rate quite highly, and we've kind of tightened up a little bit in terms of... We've got another guy back who used to play Monk, who's now very, very, very good on his warrior, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So we're kind of solidifying a little bit now. And, you know, we've got a more compact yet more flexible roster, I guess. So so that's working out quite well for us as well.
Mm-hmm. The only potential issue I see is with the tanking team, simply because it has come down to me and Honey now with our warrior hopefully getting his off-spec up while our other tank gears up a bit more to meet the requirements of Throne of Thunder. But that's something we'll deal with. But like you said, we've got a nice compact roster now, and everyone is, or seems to be, really keen to push forward.
Yeah. If we could just get them, you know, talking about tactics, that'd be brilliant.
But you can't have it all, dude. You can't have it all.
I mean, just talking about Horridon, because that's a fight that we struggled with quite a lot.
Yeah.
It was essentially flawless this week. I mean, we had everybody dispelling when they could be dispelling, interrupting when they could be interrupting. I don't think we had a single Venom Bolt volley on door number two, which is just almost unheard of, really, for our Horridon attempts. So, we are definitely getting there. And I think there'll come a point where we stop floundering and we start progressing a bit better, so...
Yeah, and I think if you consider Council, obviously we found a tactic that works for us because we are quite a melee-heavy group, which is what Symes told us to do, basically, which is get Saul down ASAP and remove that Thorn on our side. But if you look at our Council pools now, the communication there is amazing. Mm. Everyone saying what's going on, and because I was watching back one of our kill videos, not the one from last night, but the one from a couple of weeks ago, and the communication was spot on. It was really good to watch. It was a nice kill. So we're in a good place, I think. We just need to kill more things.
Yeah, we especially a giant turtle.
Yeah, we don't want to be spending a month on Tortoise.
No.
But we are top 20 on the server, which is good. So let's hang up our We Gonna Die hat and move on to Mod of the Week. And the Mod of the Week this week is one that I selected, which is Auctionator, or Auctionator, depending on where you, what school you went to.
Yeah, if you're for Australian, it's Auctionator.
Yeah.
But for everybody else.
For people who don't know, it's, as the name suggests, it's an auction add-on. A lot of people are used to using Auctioneer. I'm going to just call it Auctioneer. Fuck yes. which is, these days, it's a very bloated, in my opinion, bloated, heavy add-on. And Auctionator is very much a slimmed-down one, which I've been using for about a year or so. And what I love about it, and I'll explain what it basically does, is it adds three tabs onto the end of your tab list at the bottom of your auction window, which is a buy, sell, and more. You go into the buy tab, you type in what you want, and it will scan for all the current auctions, then give you a list in buy it now price order, and also tell you how many stacks are at that price, etc. So it's really easy if you want to buy 100 stacks of ghost iron ore, which I used to do quite a bit. It'll tell you the cheapest stacks. You go in, you click that stack number, and you just click buy, 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 and then you get all of them in your mailbag. And sell, you go into the sell tab, you put in the item that you want to sell, it will automatically adjust the price to undercut by 5 silver of the cheapest auction. You can adjust it by clicking another price. So if you have 10 of something to sell and there's loads of single auctions and you just want to go up to the next stack size or whatever, it's really easy to adjust your price on that, which is really cool. And the more tab lets you check your current auctions, check which ones are being outbid, and one button cancel the lot of them. But the other really, really interesting button is when you open up your professions tab, it'll have a little AH button next to an item that you can craft. You click that while you have your auction open window open, and it'll load up the item that you want to sell, you want to craft, and all the mats that are required for that item. You can really quickly see how much it's going to cost to make that item. So that's really cool. And finally...
Wait a minute, I'm an idiot. I've been using Auctionator for probably about a year and a half, and I didn't know you could do that. That is completely and utterly ridiculous.
But if that makes you feel better, dude, I didn't know about that either.
But to add to that, this is where it gets really powerful, is you can build shopping lists. So if you have... Let me just think of a good example. Say you're an enchanter, and you want to get into the enchanting market, and what you want to do is... No, okay, let me change that example and go to inscription. So obviously when you're in, I was going to say inscriptionist, when you're a scribe, you need your inks and you need to know how much the glyphs are selling for. For your inks, you need certain type of herbs because they all go down into pigments and then you make your inks from that. So you can build a shopping list, say Ink of the Sea, and that's going to include all the herbs that go into making Ink of the Sea. So you can quickly see which are the cheapest herbs for that ink, buy the cheapest herbs, make your ink, and then you can also do a shopping list of the top glyphs. One-click search searches all those items within your shopping list and tells you which one they're selling for most. And it's really good. It's amazing. So if you are wanting to really get into the whole profession grind thing, build your little shopping lists. It can be shopping lists for anything, and one-click search does a search against the entire shopping list, and you can quickly see what is required to make millions of gold, which I've never managed to do. I don't know, one day.
Were you saying earlier on today that you've just got up to 7,000 gold across all of your characters?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, take those birds with a pinch of salt, I guess.
Well, I'm also an altaholic, so I spend a lot of my gold. But I go from 0 gold up to 10,000 gold quite easily, and I don't know how. Yeah, okay, whatever, fuck you. At one point, I was quite good at doing the ore shuffle, but you know me, I get bored easily. And I do it for a day, and then I get bored, and then I move on. If I actually stuck to something, I might have loads of gold. But Auctionator, I got put onto by the WoW Gold Blueprint site, which I don't know if you know it, but it's one of these gold-making sites, but they have a lot of free instructional videos on there, and Auctionator is a key element of that, because you can build shopping list of easily flippable items, and you can quickly see which ones are cheap against, you know, other items, and you can buy them really quickly and stuff like that.
So I've never really gotten into auction house stuff. The only thing I ever really did is the ore shuffle, So do you find that there's quite a lot of money in that kind of stuff, you know, buying stuff, you know, cheap and selling it high? Is there quite a lot of, are there a lot of items on the auction house that will do that? Is it mainly like transmog items, battle pets?
I haven't done that in a little while, but it used to be things like vendor recipes.
Okay.
So I used to go in and buy the very plain cooking recipes from Stormwind and put them on the auction house 10 times the price of what the vendor sells them for. And people would buy them because they want to go in and want to get their achievement for how many cooking recipes they know or what they've cooked. And they will just buy them because they're lazy. You know, you shouldn't underestimate how lazy WoW players are. Or back before MMP came out, you could go and buy the vendor pets from Exodar and sell them for 20 gold each, and people would buy them because they want new pets. And they don't WoW head. They don't look up anything. They see a pet they don't have, so they buy it.
You can still do that with battle pets now. You've just got to keep an eye out for when they're really cheap and then sell them for ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
That's quite a good one, but that does mean you have to keep checking all the battle pets for their prices. Like someone put a Hyacinth Macaw on our Hawks Nest the other day for like 1,000 gold. I was like, well, I'm going to buy that and then sell it for more expensive later.
So do you guys have anything that you check for quite regularly? Any kind of secrets that you can let everybody in on?
Or let
stuff,
you in on?
Stuff that you think, oh, yeah, let me on. You know, just stuff that people might not necessarily think about that you can search for on the auction house and use to make a profit.
Like I said, I haven't done that kind of thing in a while, but I am planning on getting into it because I have visions of buying myself a yak before the expansion's over.
So you do that for about a week and then get bored, yeah?
I'll do it for a week, make, you know, 50 or 60,000, spend it all on whatever alt I managed to get to 90 in that time, and it's all gone. I even went on to the... I mean, I got my 7,000 and went straight to the auction house to see what epics were available. What the hell are you doing? This is why you ended up with 900 gold.
But no, I don't really check the auction house for anything except battle pets. And even then, sometimes I buy them really cheap and I'm like, maybe I'll just keep that one anyway.
Occasionally, I'll go
in. The other day, I was like, all right, I'm gonna start making a whole load of jewel crafting and engineering pets and sell them for loads of money.
Yeah,
I haven't got that one. Let's just use that.
Shall I keep this one for myself?
After talking to Godmother on the episode a few weeks ago, and she was talking about the vendor, the T14 epic, the 496 epic recipes.
Mm-hmm.
I got one, and I decided I'd make a tanking chest because I thought this will sell. It didn't sell. I ended up giving it to our warrior. He's gearing up his warrior set. So I spent like 3K on that, on the mats for that, and I just gave it away. So don't take a pinch of salt any advice I give. But lately, I will occasionally go on and see if Ghost Iron Ore is cheap. It's not necessarily cheap, but when it is, I'll buy it. I'll buy loads of stacks, send it to my JC, and then I can't be bothered prospecting because it takes so long. Even though I have a one-button macro for it. I used to use auto hotkeys, so I could surf Reddit and it would automatically trigger the one key every time I moved my mouse. So I would be prospecting in the background. That was quite cool. But I can't get it to work now. Anything else you guys want to add about auctioning?
No, I think you have covered everything, everything and more that I already knew. So
I haven't been using it right. I've been using the sell function and I've been using the buy lists, but that's all I've been doing.
Yeah.
So I'll go and sort out some shopping lists and use that AH button on the professions tab, I think.
I'll definitely do that, yeah. You can easily see if it's something worth more than the mats. So I'll just buy that instead of trying to make it. Right, I think that's about it. I don't think we have anything else to say. You can find us on Twitter at @ready_check. You can email us mailbag@readycheck.co.uk and the website is readycheck.co.uk. Right, we don't know if Flaps will be back next week. Who knows? He's a man of mystery. We had an episode from last week which seems to have disappeared into the ether.
Yeah.
Never mind. Probably for the best. Thanks, Tommen, for joining me as always, mate.
Good fun. Thank you very much.
And Honey, it's always a pleasure to have you in Giz's seat. Well, they're not actually Giz's chair.
No, it's not actually Giz's chair, but the pleasure's all mine anyway. Thank you.
Thank you. Until next time, thanks everybody. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.